We could all use some consistency after the past couple of years, and you can get it with a side of mac and cheese from Gray Brothers Cafeteria. Don't let the new chairs and carpet fool you. It's the same delicious food served with a smile. Head on over to graybroscafeteria.com to see the phone number and email and to order a slice of pie for curbside pickup while you're at it. By the way, my favorite slice is a piece of chocolate. Gray Brothers Cafeteria, consistently delicious since 1944.
America was built on preparing for the difficult times. Wise people foresee trouble coming and avoid it by being prepared. That's why you should know Food Storage Guys. They supply everyday citizens with emergency supplies, including wholesome food, cooking gear, water storage, and more. Any vegan, gluten-free, and meat eaters will all find what they need, along with free shipping on orders over $200. Visit foodstorageguys.com to get what you need to prepare.
Attention, you're listening to the Todd Huff Radio Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk radio. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. Here's your conservative, but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
So Walmart executives have weighed in, according to an article here from the Daily Wire, they've weighed in on when the end of food inflation is going to take place. In other words, how long are we going to have food be impacted by inflation? Folks, this is not a complicated thing to determine. In fact, if we were simply going to try to come to the answer on this, we would simply flip the calendar to see when the next election is and see when these radical leftists who are driving the economy head first into the ground could actually be at the end of their political time in office, coming up with policies and spending. That's when this is going to last until. This is not complicated stuff. Anyway, my friends, welcome to the program. I am your host, Todd Huff. You can contact me if you want to be part of the conversation. Just make sure that it counts. Make it count. Make it count. Most of you do. Every once in a while, I get a joker who writes and does not include the appropriate amount of adoration and praise. And it's just an automatic disqualifier. You just wasted time. Email address todd@toddhuffshow.com. Of course, most of you understand and handle this appropriately. todd@toddhuffshow.com is that email. You can also text 317-210-2830. And I want to start today kind of picking up on where we left yesterday, but taking it in the next direction. Yesterday, we talked about AI. We talked specifically about a tweet that Seth Dillon, the founder of the Babylon Bee, had sent out, I don't know, a couple of days ago, talking about ChatGPT, which is an artificial intelligence program that's been touted, and it can do some amazing things. We went through that a little bit yesterday. I don't want to rehash that. You can listen to yesterday's program, toddhuffshow.com/listen, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And so we went through that, looked at the problems with artificial intelligence, looked at really, I mean, there are so many directions, so many sub-issues that come from the issue of artificial intelligence. You can talk about education. You can talk about politics, which is what I want to talk about here today. This is an article in Breitbart. Breitbart headline says, Joe Biden releases executive order promoting woke AI. Now, to tie yesterday to today, and we don't do themes or programmatic sort of things, we're just continuing the discussion. I found this article, and as I was reading and thinking about it, I mean, it really kind of completes the loop. So we talked yesterday about how AI is, according to things that I've read outside of Seth Dillon's tweet, and in particular, a specific tweet that Seth Dillon published here recently, where it shows screenshots of ChatGPT making up, completely fabricating a court case that has to do with free speech and social media. And so from that, you actually had ChatGPT made up a court case, then it created links to that court case that didn't exist. Seth Dillon was pressing the artificial intelligence, and the artificial intelligence basically said the equivalent of, "I'm sorry that I misspoke," the political doublespeak. When something goes wrong and you realize that you stepped in it or you got caught red-handed, you say, "I misspoke." And that's what ChatGPT effectively did. And that opens up all sorts of questions. All sorts of questions such as who's in charge of programming this, telling it what to do, setting kind of the ground rules, how it decides to learn, what sort of biases, if you prefer, that a particular program might have. And then suddenly you have a group of people who have abdicated their responsibility to think for themselves, to employ critical thinking, deductive reasoning, logic, and so forth. And whatever these programs tell an individual, they just will believe it because, after all, it is the computer. It was created, as folks like to say, by science. And, of course, who are they to argue with science? But the problem is these things are programmed and set up by human beings. Human beings that it seems for some reason to almost always have the inclination to lean to the left, to be radicals, to vote for Democrats, which is awfully handy when you're the president of the United States. Again, looking at this Breitbart article. And by the way, this article I have listed in today's stack of stuff. If you want to go to the website and see the articles that I'm referencing, this is one of them. Again, the headline is "Joe Biden Releases Executive Order Promoting Woke AI." Now, I want to read a part of this article, and I want to talk about this because now we've already established that we at least have serious concerns about what artificial intelligence can be used to do. Forget even about liberal, ultra-leftist biases that can be effectively programmed into the way that the software works, the way that the app works, so that people are effectively led astray, thinking they're being told things that are scientific or factually based, when in reality, their worldview is being influenced against their, without their knowledge, covertly, behind the scenes. You could say that big tech and the ultra left are colluding here. And so you have this recipe for disaster for people who actually care about truth and following logic and so forth and coming to their own conclusions and being free thinkers. So the article here, Breitbart, says this: critics have claimed that the new executive order signed by President Joe Biden will lead to further creation of woke AI. AI, again, is artificial intelligence that will promote, quote, racial division and discrimination, end quote, in the name of an equity action plan. Now, these are terms that mean things in leftist circles, that mean things within our government. And so the administration is saying we're going to effectively rely upon artificial intelligence, which, again, we have serious concerns that it is built by leftists, which being built by leftists is one thing. Being built by leftists to lead people down a path that pushes their ideology, not just, you know, whatever someone's trying to do with the app or the program, is something altogether different. So it says here, the Electronic Privacy Information Center reports that President Joe Biden has approved an executive order directing federal organizations to create an annual, quote, equity action plan, end quote, to support underserved communities. The order instructs organizations to use AI, again, artificial intelligence, in a way that promotes equity and complies with the law. The decision has caused debate, with opponents expressing concern about the development of woke AI that encourages racial animosity and discrimination. So now you see the puzzle beginning to fit together. You have leftists that are using AI, allegedly, for their purposes, which of course is advancing their ideology. Folks, the left never sleeps. They never sleep. They are constantly trying to push their agenda, their worldview, their beliefs upon the American public. They prefer to use methods where people's guards are down. That's why they like to use things like search engines to direct people to sources and websites that they deem appropriate to further the cause, to carry the mantle of the radical left. They prefer to use artificial intelligence to make up articles, make up court cases, make up stories, allegedly, so that they can, again, further an agenda, make a point. These are not benign sorts of things. So now you've got that happening, and now you've got the government, through this executive order written by Joe Biden, that now says we're going to use AI to promote equity and make sure that everyone is quote-unquote complying with the law. Now, it doesn't take a leap to realize that that can be greatly manipulated, misused, and abused when you understand the ingredients there. You have a corrupt, deep state sort of government. You have a corrupt, misleading, deceitful big tech world. Now you've got an executive order coming from the government that basically mandates or instructs, as the article says here, that organizations use AI created by leftists and big tech to further the agenda of the left, the political left, in our nation's capital. What a nice, neat, clean little way to work together to further the cause of the radical left. This is how they do it, my friends. And then, of course, they'll defend with their dying breath how this is doing something that's altruistic, doing something that's in the best interests of communities and in healing the racial divides and so forth. But this is about, all these things are about advancing the leftist ideology, which is predicated on a lot of things. I mentioned it's predicated upon people not having their guards up, thinking for themselves, actually having a type of education that teaches them how to think instead of what to think. It also comes under the guise of government, which is supposed to be, for some reason, it doesn't make any sense. But for some people, if the government's doing it, then it must be something that's unbiased and so forth. There's a lot of people, I know it's silly, but there are people that believe that. And so you have this kind of perfect storm here. And I wanted to talk about this morning because this is what they do. They take the efforts that they're doing in one particular sector, in this particular example, artificial intelligence, big tech, they marry it with government, all under the guise of creating diversity and harmony and peace on planet Earth, when all the while what they're trying to do is advance their ideology, advance their worldview, play politics so that it helps them win elections, whether it's to divide and conquer, whether it's to misinform. Whatever it is, you know that this is how the game is played, and I've got to take a break. Quick timeout, my friends. Plenty of more to talk about here today. You're listening to the home of conservative, not bitter talk. By the way, listening to this program has been documented to prove that you will lean to the right when listening to this program. So exercise extreme caution today as you're driving or whatever else you may find yourself doing, operating heavy machinery. You've been duly warned, my friends. Sit tight. We'll be back here in just a minute. We could all use some consistency after the past couple of years, and you can get it with a side of mac and cheese from Gray Brothers Cafeteria. Don't let the new chairs and carpet fool you. It's the same delicious food served with a smile. Head on over to graybroscafeteria.com to see the phone number and email and to order a slice of pie for curbside pickup while you're at it. By the way, my favorite slice is a piece of chocolate. Gray Brothers Cafeteria, consistently delicious since 1944.
America was built on preparing for the difficult times. Wise people foresee trouble coming and avoid it by being prepared. That's why you should know Food Storage Guys. They supply everyday citizens with emergency supplies, including wholesome food, cooking gear, water storage, and more. Any vegan, gluten-free, and meat eaters will all find what they need, along with free shipping on orders over $200. Visit foodstorageguys.com to get what you need to prepare.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back, my friends. By the way, speaking of how tech can be used to target people, groups, or whatever, to further an agenda, to further divide and conquer this great nation, whatever the purpose of it is, you get the idea. It can be used for a bunch of nefarious activities. Headline here, American Wire News, legal group accuses Biden of instructing IRS. I love, this is just unbelievable. It's not, but it is. Legal group accuses Biden of instructing IRS to alter algorithms to audit more Asian and white taxpayers. There's this group called the American First Legal Foundation. They filed a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request. In that Freedom of FOIA request, it claims that the executive order signed by Joseph Biden that I referenced in the first segment directs agencies to prevent and remedy discrimination, including by protecting the public from algorithmic discrimination. That's the quote. So now, you know, this is combined with what we know about the government growing, the government adding, 87,000 IRS agents, which they swore to us, these folks are going to be used to target the rich and the ultra wealthy. We're going to have dozens of agents just scouring receipts, watching them from across the street in unmarked cars. I'm using a little bit of hyperbole, but we're not far from this. There are people that would cheer this on. Yeah, make sure you follow them everywhere. Make sure you look at their bank accounts. Make sure you look at their income statements, their balance sheets, everything. Just stay on them because we know they're cheating. They're cheating us. They're cheating the American people because these leftists have been misled to believe that we have a revenue problem in this country when the reality is we clearly have a spending problem. The problem with an American government is spending. It is not that we don't have enough revenue. We are doing way too much, wasting way too much, I guess you could say wasting anything is not good. But they, the federal government, and by the way, a lot of this can be blamed on both parties. But this is, unfortunately, what is being alleged to be the reality today. So we've got technology that can be used to target now groups of people, which are political adversaries, I guess, of the Democrat Party. I don't know. So we've got that going on as well. That was kind of an addendum to the first segment today. Also, did you see that we're sending $10 billion with a B, additional dollars to Ukraine? Now, I think you've heard me say this before if you've listened to the program for any length of time. I think we need to rename the numbers. I think we need to stop saying million, billion, trillion, which, of course, there's a reason and logic to that. I think we need to have words that sound different. And I think we need to have words that the more money that it is, the longer the word is. So maybe for every group of three, you know, billion is 56. So they've sent $10 billion with a B to Ukraine. That's what we're about to send to Ukraine. Oz believes this would bring the total to $56 billion with a B. So that's the number 56 followed by nine zeros. I almost think for every set of zeros, every set of three zeros, we probably should add a syllable to make it sound more in line with how much money we're talking about. Because the average person hears million, billion, trillion, and it sounds the same. There's not, but that's magnitudes greater. So 56 billion, we believe, has been sent to Ukraine or has been pledged to be sent to Ukraine. So that's going on out there as well. Mayor Pete has finally found East Palestine, Ohio. It took him 20 days. Although I should credit him, he found East Palestine, Ohio more quickly than Kamala Harris found the southern border. And East Palestine, Ohio is a much, much smaller area than the entire southern border of the United States that we share with the nation of Mexico. So Mayor Pete makes his way there, got his photo op, wearing his hard hat, acting like he's there for business, fixing the problem and so forth, blaming the rail line, which, again, I'm not saying that they're not to blame. I'm just saying, folks, the idea that the government is inadequate, inept, to blame for a lot of this stuff is, of course, obvious, but it's never their fault. They always come in as the savior. They come in as the ones who are going to, quote-unquote, fix the problem, when too often and in many, many cases, the reason the problem exists to begin with is because of some previous policy that was created, some previous bureaucratic red tape and so forth. It's very, very rarely the case that government is actually making things better. Usually they make it much worse, much, much, much worse. But kudos to Mayor Pete for finding East Palestine, Ohio. Now, but in fairness, that's not too far. I know he lives in Michigan now, not in the Hoosier state of Indiana, but it's still not far. It's in the general region of the country that's, you know, the same general region, so he's not had too far to go. But Kamala still, of course, having trouble finding the southern border. Did you see also, I don't have this in the stack of stuff, this was in the stack of stuff earlier this week, 800% increase in illegal border crossings, not just in the southern border, across the southern border. It's now 800% increase from our northern border, only in a Joseph Biden administration, only in a radical left administration would we find something as absolutely ludicrous as that. So, porous borders, not just in the South, now also in the North. Money going out to Ukraine like it's water. Artificial intelligence, technology being used to target groups of people that apparently the Democrat Party, the Biden administration, wants to go after. We've got 87,000 IRS agents that are soon to be hired to be sicked upon the American people. We know from research and from common sense, I might add, that most of those agents have always, it has been intended for them to be used to target people in the middle class, in the average American income brackets, because that is where the bulk of the people are. And now, using Biden's new algorithms, they're apparently going to have a lot of white and Asian people to target, to audit, and so forth. So, welcome to Biden's America, my friends. Never a dull moment. Plenty of disasters to talk about here. But anyway, so that's a snapshot of Biden, Ukraine. By the way, I saw 19%. 19% of Americans have faith that Biden has the ability to handle the Ukraine conflict. That's less than 1 in 5, just slightly less than 1 in 5, should we have a Bernie Sanders mathematician here today. Don't worry, I'd love to have you in the audience. I'm just saying, I know math is not the strong suit of the Democratic Socialist, but 1 in 5 Americans think that Biden can handle Ukraine appropriately. That means 4 in 5 have their doubts. And the 4 in 5, by the way, would be absolutely positively correct and justified for having such doubts. Quick timeouts in order. When we get back, I want to tell you about a story where I am currently, not specifically, just the state I'm in. We're in Florida for the time being. Just the ridiculous stuff that we have going on. This is in a school in Florida. It involves TikTok. It involves race. It involves a radical teacher. I want to tell you about it on the other side of the break, my friends. Sit tight. You're listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I am your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute. We could all use some consistency after the past couple of years, and you can get it with a side of mac and cheese from Gray Brothers Cafeteria. Don't let the new chairs and carpet fool you. It's the same delicious food served with a smile. Head on over to graybroscafeteria.com to see the phone number and email and to order a slice of pie for curbside pickup while you're at it. By the way, my favorite slice is a piece of chocolate. Gray Brothers Cafeteria, consistently delicious since 1944.
America was built on preparing for the difficult times. Wise people foresee trouble coming and avoid it by being prepared. That's why you should know Food Storage Guys. They supply everyday citizens with emergency supplies, including wholesome food, cooking gear, water storage, and more. Any vegan, gluten-free, and meat eaters will all find what they need, along with free shipping on orders over $200. Visit foodstorageguys.com to get what you need to prepare.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back, my friends. When is the madness going to stop? The madness in our schools, the madness in our culture, the madness that we see really everywhere that we look. When is this going to stop? And of course, the simple answer is when truth and reason and logic and goodness win this cultural war that we are having in this nation today. There is, I know that a lot of people feel like, well, you know, we just need to, you know, compromise and so forth. Folks, compromise. First of all, we can't compromise principles. Second of all, they are not in this. They, the radical left, they, the side of this cultural war that is interested in winning and eradicating traditional conservative principles, Western principles, Christian principles from the face of planet Earth. They are not interested in having a compromise with that. They are interested in complete eradication. And I've shared my thinking on why that's the case. I think that they hate the idea of truth. They hate the idea that there is a truth, well, that there's any truth, because truth implies that there's a truth giver. There has to be a source of these truths. And when you use logic, the only place that truth can come from is from a, I would say God, but some being, some creator that establishes these things. These truths are not just, these are firmly rooted concepts and principles upon which really it's the bedrock of life, civilization, and so forth. And every time that a leftist has to acknowledge that truth exists, it implies that there is a truth giver. That line of thinking ultimately leads us to believe that we're going to be held accountable to that being, to that truth giver, if you will. And they don't like that. They want to be able to live how they live, to not be told that it's wrong, and or even to be questioned. And I'm not condoning for people to just go around judging people, but folks, we have to be able to speak truth. We have to be able to articulate to young people who are considering the different lifestyles to live. We have to be able to communicate to them what is good, where the true danger lies in a lot of these things being peddled upon children and young people today. And they don't like that. They, the left, don't like that. They don't like the idea of accountability. They don't like the idea of absolute truth, of goodness. And I believe that they feel conviction so strongly deep down inside that they cannot stomach it. They can't stomach it being echoed, that same conviction, that same truth coming from an external source, from my mouth, from your mouth, whatever. When they hear that and it coincides with what they know, with what they believe in their heart, they really don't want to have anything to do with that because they hate it. They hate it and they don't want anything to do with it. So they are not interested in compromising. We should not be interested in compromising. Obviously, people should be free to live their lives as they so choose, but we shouldn't just sit back as they are forcing unhealthy and dangerous opinions, viewpoints, lifestyles upon our children. So humanevents.com is what I'm looking at here. Headline, Florida teacher on leave. Fortunately, the teacher's on leave. After making white students bow down to black students for TikTok video. So a teacher gets students together in the classroom and says, let's make a TikTok video. And by the way, this was first, I believe, was first released or not released, but made public by the now very famous Twitter account and other social media accounts, Libs of TikTok. And so she saw this, she posts it, and of course, all heck is broken loose here after the fact. The opening paragraph says it all. Sixth grade language teacher Ethan Hooper has been suspended from Howard Middle School in Orlando, Florida. We are just, 45 minutes, an hour north of Orlando right now as I speak. After parents discovered multiple TikTok videos in which the teacher had his students perform as, quote, political props. So sixth grade language teacher, Ethan Hooper, Howard Middle School, Orlando, Florida, gets the idea. He's going to get the black students together. He's going to get the white students together. He's going to get a TikTok going where the white students are bowing down to the black students. He's been suspended, fortunately. One video says, again, this article at humanevents.com, flagged for the public by libs of TikTok, featured white students fanning, feeding, and bowing down to their black classmates as a celebration of Black History Month. So this is what's going on. They act like they, the radical left, that nothing's happening in our schools. You're blowing things out of proportion. Kids are just bowing down, fanning, and feeding other students based upon their race. Nothing to see here. Why do you feel so bad? Is it because of your white fragility? Is it because of your white guilt? This is what they want you to believe. This is how the debate and conversation go. But friends, this is happening. And I'm telling you, as certainly as I'm sitting here behind this microphone, this is happening, maybe not to this degree, but there are teachers in your school district. Now, there might be few exceptions to this rule. I don't think that there are exceptions. I think the assumption should be that there are teachers in your school district where maybe your children are going to school, your grandchildren are going to school, your nieces and nephews are going to school, the neighbor kids are going to school, where teachers think that this is a good idea, that this is necessary to wash from their minds the antiquated and morally despicable, as they would put it, foundations that they are being taught, that young people are being taught by their parents. These teachers think that it's their job to come in, to deprogram them. These are the same folks, by the way, you got to have six notes from mom and dad to get an Advil at school, but you can get a sex change without telling mom and dad in some of these places, or at least that is what is desired by some of these radicals. These are the folks that have infiltrated our school districts. And if you think about what we talked about with artificial intelligence yesterday and earlier in today's show, it's the same general way of operating. They operate under the cover of darkness. They don't tell you their intentions. They're covert about it. They simply pretend in many cases. Now, this teacher's bold going to TikTok. Just go into TikTok. Let's put this on TikTok. Yeah, get the white kids bow down, feeding, fanning the black kids. Yeah, this is great. Let's just put it on TikTok. This teacher apparently thinks that there's so much not wrong with this that it should be out there on TikTok. This guy has no business being a teacher ever again. This is ridiculous. He's one but of many, many examples out there today. Quick time out, though, is in order, my friends. You're listening here to Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute. We could all use some consistency after the past couple of years, and you can get it with a side of mac and cheese from Gray Brothers Cafeteria. Don't let the new chairs and carpet fool you. It's the same delicious food served with a smile. Head on over to graybroscafeteria.com to see the phone number and email and to order a slice of pie for curbside pickup while you're at it. By the way, my favorite slice is a piece of chocolate. Gray Brothers Cafeteria, consistently delicious since 1944.
America was built on preparing for the difficult times. Wise people foresee trouble coming and avoid it by being prepared. That's why you should know Food Storage Guys. They supply everyday citizens with emergency supplies, including wholesome food, cooking gear, water storage, and more. Any vegan, gluten-free, and meat eaters will all find what they need, along with free shipping on orders over $200. Visit foodstorageguys.com to get what you need to prepare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, my friends. I don't know if you've seen this or not. We're getting here towards the end of the today's episode, end of the week as well. Oz showed this to me earlier in the week. I just didn't have a chance to talk about it until today. Do you remember the individual in the Biden administration who goes by the name Sam Brinton? Sam Brinton, who is transgender in the Biden administration. Sam, I don't know. I can't remember. Forgive me here. I'm not trying to be inflammatory. Sam Brinton was the individual who has been, who folks have alleged was stealing their luggage off of luggage carousels at airports. Well, there's a fashion, what do you call this? A fashion designer. Her name is, she's Tanzanian. So I'm going to do my best here. Asiya Khamsin, K-H-A-M-S-I-N. Asiya Khamsin, I believe. She's looking online. She sees a picture of Sam Brinton wearing what appears to be a dress that she says was a custom-made piece. I guess, I don't know if it was hers or another designer made it for her, but she says she lives in Houston, Texas. I lost my bag, she writes. This is an Instagram post, I think, or maybe a tweet. I lost my bag in 2018 in DCA, which is Reagan and National Airport, I believe. Recently, I heard the news on Fox News about Sam Brinton luggage issue. Surprisingly, I found his images. He wore her custom-made outfit, which was lost in the bag in 2018. So she's saying that 4 or 5 years ago, she was flying out of DCA, National, or into or out of DCA. She gets her luggage. She loses the luggage. She has this dress that was custom made, meaning one of a kind piece of luggage or piece of clothing. She then sees Sam Brinton wearing this, and she's basically, I mean, this may have happened long before. Sam Brinton may have been doing this for years. Anyway, just the craziness we have to say. This was a member of the administration. And folks, I know I've said before and I stand by it. There are people who do bad things and make choices and bad choices in any group. I know that. But still, just to look at this and to look at the chaotic mess in every conceivable and measurable way that we have today in this administration is, even by leftist standards, quite astonishing. Quick time out, my friends. Back in a minute. We could all use some consistency after the past couple of years, and you can get it with a side of mac and cheese from Gray Brothers Cafeteria. Don't let the new chairs and carpet fool you. It's the same delicious food served with a smile. Head on over to graybroscafeteria.com to see the phone number and email and to order a slice of pie for curbside pickup while you're at it. By the way, my favorite slice is a piece of chocolate. Gray Brothers Cafeteria, consistently delicious since 1944.
America was built on preparing for the difficult times. Wise people foresee trouble coming and avoid it by being prepared. That's why you should know Food Storage Guys. They supply everyday citizens with emergency supplies, including wholesome food, cooking gear, water storage, and more. Any vegan, gluten-free, and meat eaters will all find what they need, along with free shipping on orders over $200. Visit foodstorageguys.com to get what you need to prepare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Welcome back, my friends. So, need to let you know a little bit about what is going to be going on next week. I will actually be out next week. We're traveling for business, but inside of that time we've set aside for business, we're also taking a little bit of a vacation with extended family, so we will be out of the loop next week. Next week we'll have episodes from Chris Dunham and Micah Beckwith, I believe, are the two we have slated. So I will be back the following week. Folks, have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk with you soon. SDG.
We could all use some consistency after the past couple of years, and you can get it with a side of mac and cheese from Gray Brothers Cafeteria. Don't let the new chairs and carpet fool you. It's the same delicious food served with a smile. Head on over to graybroscafeteria.com to see the phone number and email and to order a slice of pie for curbside pickup while you're at it. By the way, my favorite slice is a piece of chocolate. Gray Brothers Cafeteria, consistently delicious since 1944.
America was built on preparing for the difficult times. Wise people foresee trouble coming and avoid it by being prepared. That's why you should know Food Storage Guys. They supply everyday citizens with emergency supplies, including wholesome food, cooking gear, water storage, and more. Any vegan, gluten-free, and meat eaters will all find what they need, along with free shipping on orders over $200. Visit foodstorageguys.com to get what you need to prepare.